You're listening to the Incomparables Total Party Kill podcast, in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons on the internet for your amusement. This is episode number 444, recorded July 2022, posted April 2024. Marinara Mimosa.
Welcome back to Total Party Kill. It's me, Tony Sindelar, a dungeon master. I use he, him pronouns. Today, we are continuing the Candlekeep Mysteries adventure, The Price of Beauty, in which our adventurers go to a spa and things happen. Allow me to introduce our players. They will introduce their characters, and then I will do a slightly more detailed recap of the events happening so far. First up, it's Micah Sargent. Micah, welcome back.
Hi, thank you. Yes, I play Ajguri Lone Walker Makota Tahani, a Goliath paladin who goes by Lone Walker. He and I both use he, him pronouns.
Next up, it's Aline Sims. Hi, Aline.
Hi, I play Jasper, a tabaxi monk, and we both use she, her pronouns.
Also joining us, Monty Ashley.
Hello, I use he, him pronouns, and so does my character, Townley Mountain Taker. He's a warlock.
And next up, it's Annette Weirstra.
Hello, I am playing Valenthe, a elven druid, and we both use she, her pronouns.
And last but not least, James Thompson.
I use he, him pronouns, but using she, her pronouns is Nyasa Nightweaver, who is a high elf, rogue, ex-assassin, who was named after a water spirit, but apparently you should never meet your heroes.
So our adventurers have traveled to the spa known as the Temple of the Restful Lily. They are looking for a missing dwarven librarian of the name Falthrax Loader. Some strange things are happening at the spa, I think it's fair to say. The spa has been apparently sometime a while back taken over by three elven sisters who are perhaps more than or something different than what they present themselves as. Lone Walker, our Goliath paladin, has been checking out the other structures on the spa grounds, investigating the employees only tower where some of the employees of the spa seem to live, and has found himself in his way into a abandoned shrine to Soon, the god of love and beauty, has cleaned up a statue because that's just the kind of good citizen Lone Walker is, and found his way down into the basement where he has come face to face with a strange snaky-haired individual. Will Lone Walker be turned to stone? Is this the last of his adventure? Is Micah already working on a new character? We'll find out later. We're not going to start with Micah. Meanwhile, the rest of our group is hanging out in the lounge. Some people are getting pedicures and manicures. Townley and Nyasa are enjoying some cocktails. Jasper,
I'm also eating a meatball sub.
Townley, yes, you had to like special order it, which was like the bartender, there was a lot of eye rolling, I'm just saying, but they did accommodate your request.
It's technically a martini, but with a lot of substitutions.
Oh, is it just, I imagine it's like the glass is full of marinara sauce, and then there's three meatballs on like a little spear thingy.
Yeah.
And the, I guess there's no bread. So,
well, sure, it's low carb. This is a spa.
Yeah, so you're enjoying the signature Townley cocktail, the meatball sub, hold the sub. Jasper, you have found the sleeping quarters for guests at the spa. I don't remember when you came in if you arranged for a day pass or if you booked accommodations. I feel like if you had booked overnight accommodations, I would have shown you this part of the map earlier, but there's no way to know what you paid for. We didn't record that part. We did. I just hate going back to those things and keeping track of finance is the worst part of Dungeons & Dragons, except possibly for scheduling. So let's start with a group in the lounge. Valenthe, your pedicure is wrapping up. It's very nice. Jasper, Townley, Nyasa, what would you like to do next?
I want to talk to Morgana, but...
All right. Townley, you kind of head over to Morgana, who is directing...
Nope.
Oh, sorry. Nyasa, you head over to Morgana. Thanks, Monty.
I mean, Monty can follow, but... So, yeah, I'll sort of come up to Morgana and say...
Hello, dearie. How you doing?
What a wonderful place you have here. It came highly recommended, but it's actually far better in now that we've actually seen it.
It warms my heart to hear this. You're so kind.
There was one little thing. I'd heard tell that you might have some, shall we say, exclusive treatments.
Oh, please come over this way. Let's have a seat and discuss this. She kind of walks you over to a little set of table and chairs in the corner of the lounge, a little bit set away from everybody else, just so you know, you're not as easily overheard. But any of the other player characters could overhear if they wanted to. It's that kind of place.
I'm just broadcasting everything to them. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. And Morgana kind of, you know, There's like a little, table tent with the kind of basic spa services, pedicures, manicures, and whatnot. And she kind of makes a show of like taking that off the table and clearing the table and just says, yes, we have a range of exclusive services available for our most deserving of clients. People that are looking to, you know, enhance some of their natural talents.
I feel my talents are fairly good, but there can always be improvements.
Always. We're all a work in progress, honey.
Ain't that the truth?
You know, and my sisters and I, we can work together and bring you a variety of things. Let me just give you an overview of some of our most requested services. Some people might find that, say, their physical or mental abilities are not at the peak of what they would like to be. And perhaps with our work, we could enhance your already considerable assets. But that is within our abilities. Other people, they wish to change something about their physical appearance. And we could help you with that. Perhaps you would like to be a little taller, a little shorter, different in some dimension. Just if there's anything about your physical self that you do not like, we can change that. And then, of course, one of our most popular services, people who, you know, that perhaps they look back fondly on some of their years, and you know, youth is wasted on the young, but not here at the Temple of the Restful Lily. We would be glad to take you back to some of your prime years if you would be so inclined. Now, again, these are exclusive services available for only our most elite clientele. We would appreciate if you would keep the nature of these services confidential and not discuss them with the other guests. It has a way of making people jealous, you know.
Oh, I understand completely. You know, I think you will find that my companions and I are only the finest guests that we'll have, and certainly none of them are doing anything right now. You mentioned like improvements. Like I feel I could do with some increases in my durability. You know, what would be the sort of procedure there?
This is all. She pulls out a rather thick NDA. obviously the exact details of our treatments are trade secrets.
Of course, of course.
But I can confide in you here that the nature of our treatments, of these magical transformations that we provide, again, for only our most esteemed clients, is one of an artistic nature. You see, we will paint a portrait of you as you aspire to be, and through the creation of that portrait will become reality. And however you wish to be seen in that painting, we will give those gifts to you here in your body.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. I think we'll definitely all avail of this service. We might have a sort of a look around, just generally, but
looking for a group deal.
Mm-hmm.
Morgana takes another document and puts it on top of the NDA, which seems to be some kind of contract. It's kind of a form. A lot of the sections are blank, but you see both, you know, Morgana and her sisters are listed there, as well as an area where you would indicate what type of enhancements you as the customer are looking for, Nyasa. That's left blank for you to be filled out. There's a decent amount of legalese here. Do you want to give me a quick some kind of wisdom or intelligence check to make sense of what this looks like? Not that you're signing this here, but you know.
Yeah, Nyasa is really bad at both wisdom and intelligence, so
that explains a lot.
High charisma, high dexterity, nothing else.
Just like James.
Just like James, except the dexterity and some of the charisma. All right, so let's see. Oh, none of these is going to be particularly good. I've rolled a 12.
You know, looked pretty standard to you. I don't know how many contracts Nyasa has signed.
She's more of a stab first, sign later kind of gal.
Morgana says, well, I'm thinking you might want to think on this, but if this is something you'd like to take care of later today or tomorrow, my sisters and I would be happy to squeeze you in.
That's very kind of you. I really appreciate this. She
snaps her fingers and an acolyte appears with a bowl of fruit that is placed at the table in front of you. Now, you have a think on that. Enjoy some fruit. I'll be around.
I'll have a pear if there's a pear there. Fancy that.
There's a pair.
Okay, excellent. Roll for pair.
Morgana heads off around the lounge doing various spa maintenance activities.
Nyasa just gives a thumbs up to the room.
Yeah. Valente, I forget if you're receiving a pedicure or a manicure. But
I was getting a manicure. It is manicure. Like very glittery, but I don't, I trust everyone, but I don't trust my sister. And I'm like, go over there and be like, oh, what was that all about?
You know, they seem to be offering some additional services, which sounded very sketchy. There was something about a painting. I don't know if it was going in an attic, but it didn't sound good. On the other hand, I wouldn't mind some of the improvements that they're talking about. So we could get the improvements, then kill everyone.
I slap her across the face. And I was like, no, snap out of it.
It's just like our childhood.
Uh-huh.
I slump back in.
We want. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I like huff and slump back in my chair.
I suggest maybe we try to get in, like, let's try to find out more about these paintings and go into some of those, that one of those doors that is marked employees only.
I hand over the contract and say, well, you read this. You're the smart one. Are you? I don't actually know.
I'll roll.
Roll for smart.
I rolled a 23.
See? Wow, Valente is the smart one among the siblings.
Yeah,
you read over it. The NDA is lengthy, but basically, honestly, you're not sure. I mean, given the lack of courts in the in the wilderness, it's unclear how exactly that would stand up. But basically, maintains that you're not allowed to discuss any terms of services with the Temple of Restful Lily with others. You're a little bit more focused on the slightly more concise, but still rather dense contract for treatments. As mentioned, it's not filled out yet, so there's a large space for where Nyasa or someone would identify themselves, for where they would specify what kind of treatments they would receive. You are looking through like a dense, there's a section about how, you know, all kinds of things that the Temple of Restful Lily is not liable for. Strangely hidden relatively deep inside one of the paragraphs, and it's almost surprising that Nyasa or someone else did not ask about this, is a note about the payment for the procedures, which is in the form of a small boon to be called upon by the Temple of the Restful Lily within a year of services rendered. There is also kind of a very, very tiny footnote to one of the other paragraphs indicating that all transformations brought about by these services will not last longer than a year, and the Temple of Restability is not responsible for any side effects after the treatment has expired.
Sounds great, right?
Yes. This treatment only lasts a year, and you know, to be honest, this seems like kind of a smart business model. But not for us as the customer.
But maybe us as the owners.
But, well, yes, obviously. As owners, this might work.
Ah, yes, the true dream of capitalism is to exploit others, listeners.
Yeah. Is it not?
Just, you know, you cannot...
Speaking truth to power, Tony Sindelar.
I'm just, yes, let us take the tools, the master's tools.
Seize the means of
production and use them against our fellow workers. Now who's in charge, people? All right. You cannot liberate each other with the master tools. Let's go check in on Jasper. Jasper, you were poking around. You found a long hallway that seemed to run kind of a large chunk of the spa area that seems to be sleeping quarters for guests. Lots of doors upon doors, each of them with, you know, little numbers next to them. I imagine they're all kind of fancy. Maybe they're like wooden sliding doors
Okay, I'm going to, I don't want to go down the hallway, so I'm going to come over here to the employees only door.
All right, you can head back across the little part of the lounge here, and there is a door in the corner that says staff only.
And I'm going to try to do this stealthily, just in case.
Just in case.
That is a 2 on the die for 8 total.
All right.
Very excited about that.
The door is unlocked, and creaks noisily as you open it.
Creak.
Thank you, Monty. Inside of the, is a storage room piled high with crates and shelves full of stuff. There is a, spa attendant in here who turns to look at you with kind of a furrowed brow. They seem to be in the process of folding a bunch of towels.
Oh, hi. Close the door.
You get a look of the room. It seems like towels, bed linens, bottles of potions and whatnot was what was in that storage room.
Can I tell like what kinds of potions?
It seemed like, you know, like lotions and perfumes and things like that.
Okay. All right. Cool. Well, all right. I'm going to head down the hallway then.
Okay. So you head across the way and into the halls leading to guest quarters. So the hallway goes to the east and then turns south. You want to peek around the corner to the south?
Yeah.
All right. At this time that you're looking around, there doesn't, before you were, you know, you saw people coming and going and maybe got a peek inside a room. That kind of made it clear what was going on here. At this time, it is, I'm just going to say, it happens to be relatively quiet as you are looking around. You see a hallway with several doors, I don't know, 5 or 6 doors off of it, leading presumably into different guest rooms. At the far end of the hallway, I don't know, 40 feet or so from you, there is a there's a little kobold. It's a kobold with kind of white scales, a little unusual coloring for a kobold, kind of shiny purple eyes. And it seems to be kind of fiddling with the doorknob or the lock. He's maybe got some tools out in front of him and is working on the lock. Doesn't seem like he's noticed you.
Does it look like an employee type thing, or does it look like a breaking into the room type thing?
Give me a perception check.
That's another 2, 4, 9.
Unclear.
Okay. Wow. All right. I'm going to walk down the hall, and I'm just going to be like, this is a really cool spa, don't you think?
The kobold drops all of his little little tools. They make kind of a clattery noise. Sorry, I didn't mean to bother you. Is this your room?
Yeah.
I was told to fix the lock.
How's that going?
Not dead yet, but almost. I can let you in if you want.
Yeah, that would be great. I thought everybody who worked here was like an automaton. It's unusual to see a cobalt.
We're not supposed to talk about that.
Oh, sorry.
My name's Glitter.
Hi, Glitter. How long have you worked here?
A couple years.
Is he called Glitter because he gets everywhere?
I don't think I'm supposed to talk to the guests. I do maintenance.
Oh, okay. I don't want you to get in trouble or anything, but you know, I won't tell anybody that you were talking to me.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Look, I was supposed to meet a friend here. He's a dwarf.
In the room? I'm sorry. I will get the lock fixed right away.
I just mean at the spa. He's a dwarf and he has like reddish auburnish eyes, and I can't find him.
Did you say auburn or blobburn?
Auburn with an ah.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen him? I'm really worried.
Glitter like looks up and down the hallway. You see a guest exit a room at the far end of the hallway and head down the hall into the lounge, and Glitter seems to wait like a little while just until the door closes and says, "He's in the tower. You didn't hear that from me, but he's in the tower."
Can you tell me where the tower is?
Behind the spa.
Okay, and do you know why he's there?
Some of us who got paintings were kept here now.
Oh, so you used to be a guest here?
Yes.
Okay. How long have you been here?
Several years. I'm not sure. This isn't how I used to be.
So what do we need to do to help you?
I don't know. Maybe you should just leave. It's very dangerous. Okay. Don't get a painting.
Okay. I'm going to go. Because I don't want anyone to see you talking to me, and I don't want you to get in trouble. But I'm going to see what I can do to help.
Okay, and I'll fix your lock as soon as I can.
Okay, don't worry about it. I lied. This isn't actually my room. I just wanted to talk to you. Okay.
I just want to hold him and say,
it's
going to be okay.
All right, I'm gonna get like as far away from them as I can.
All right, Glitter goes back to feverishly trying to fix the lock, possibly making things worse as they are having some kind of anxiety attack.
Yeah, I would too.
Yep. Let's see. Townley, would you like to do anything?
Yeah, I would like to walk over to this noble dwarf while dipping my meatball into my cup of marinara. Hey there.
Well, hello.
Have you seen my friend Fanthrax? Falthrax? Have you seen my friend Falthrax? Not Fanthrax. Fanthrax was
no good.
He's not my friend.
I think it's Filofax.
Oh my god. It's Xerox, actually.
I don't think I know a Falthrax. Could you describe him?
Well, he's a dwarf, auburn eyes. That's really all I
would kill. I would kill to have auburn eyes. I've been thinking about having a treatment to correct the whole situation I've got up here. He's just pointing to his blobbern eyes.
Your blobbern eyes are just beautiful, though.
Oh, you're too kind.
I am too kind, aren't I?
I'm Bastor. You know, I was gonna take offense that you asked me, dwarf, if I've seen another dwarf, but I did see another dwarf, so hard to argue with that. And he did have very striking auburn eyes. I think that was just the day before, maybe yesterday, maybe the day before yesterday. I haven't seen him around since.
Yesterday.
He was definitely, I think we were in the same calisthenics class.
Oh, that's interesting.
Maybe a day or two ago.
So how long have you been staying here?
Oh, I've been here about 4 days now. I think it's my last day and I have to get back to the grind, as it were.
Oh, yeah. How did you hear about this place? We found an ad in a book.
Oh, well, you know, it's all the talk in Waterdeep. They say if you got to get away from the city every now and then, and this is the place for people to come and relax. Those of sufficient means. I've been very fortunate.
Oh, well, I'm sure you have. And may I say that I don't know what you look like before, but you look stunning right now.
Have I said you're too kind? Because really, you're too kind.
Did you just see Felthrax one day, or was he? Did he stay more than one day? Do you know?
I don't remember. I'll be honest. It might have been 2 days, but I'll be honest. I've been a little, just taking it in. Haven't been letting details bother me these last couple days. Really trying to live life.
What year is it?
He answers with the year as you know it. All right. Townley.
What a strange thing that you ask.
Oh, I was just checking. You know how things
are. Are you a time traveler? If you're a time traveler, you're...
I have to tell you.
Well, I was going to say that, but maybe there's like a paradox thing. Let's talk about time travel, friend.
Oh, no. I'm not a time traveler. I was wondering if this was maybe a Brigadoon situation that we were in.
I'm unfamiliar with that bardic play. Would you tell me about it a little bit just so I can understand the reference?
Well, it's kind of an Irish city that appears once every 100 years or so.
Ireland. Right. Where is that?
Oh, that's just...
It means Blyerland.
Oh.
It's just off the Sword Coast.
Okay. Sounds great.
So I was thinking maybe this spa just exists like once every 100 years, and maybe you were trapped here forever and didn't know it, just, you know, kind of going through the motions of being spa'd at. But
no, that's a good thing to check. But no, I have been here for 4 days. I know what year it is. I'm just looking through my little fact sheet here. I believe the Brigadoon takes place in Scotland, but I'm also not sure where. We're not sure where
Scotland?
That is.
I've never heard of Scotland.
I was going to say
Ireland. It's
all.
Just off the Sword Coast, but Scotland—that's crazy talk.
Just a little fun fact for you there.
We have fun here.
I sulk away from him.
Don't be a stranger.
Oh, by the way, my name's Townley Mountain Taker. Hi.
Hey, you know, some people just, I feel like I give my name out right away, and other people, they just don't return the favor. I appreciate that about you, Townley.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Be well.
That.
It's okay.
I go back to the bar.
Okay.
Is it Can I just really quickly jump into the room and slide in here next to Nyasa and Valenthe? Mm-hmm. And tell them, like, fill them in while Townley's talking.
Yeah. What do you know that you're filling them in on? Just because I'm curious what you know versus what you're speculating / the details of that might be important.
Basically, I ran into a gorgeous, and this is not usually a word that I use for kobolds, a gorgeous kobold who is basically in some way being held captive here. Because they got a painting done and now they're the maintenance staff and they say that the dwarf with auburn eyes is being held in a tower because he also got a painting done. I don't necessarily know what all of this means, but I know that the tower is in back and I feel like we need to investigate pretty quickly.
I'm starting to go off this whole painting idea.
I bring out the contract and be like, okay, so this makes sense for this. And I start like showing her all the like the sub points and so on to elucidate her on the painting for beauty for a year that then they get the boon and connecting our two like sets of information together. Probably tells us what the scheme is.
Nyas is just spacing out, drinking a cocktail, and not really listening.
Mm.
All right. I think, listeners and adventurers, it's time to cut over to the spot, the shrine basement, where Lone Walker has made a new acquaintanceships. Lone Walker, a woman with kind of a snaky face and very snaky hair, has turned to look at you from her horrid little nest that she has in the basement of this shrine, to say, "Don't look at me. I totally forgot what her voice sounds like last episode. That's okay. The important thing is, as she looks at you, you feel you never get that thing where just suddenly you feel really stiff all over and like your neck goes all
When a Medusa looks at me, that's particularly when I feel that way.
This is, I know some of our listeners are younger, but this is what you have to look forward to in your 40s and beyond. Is just some days you wake up and everything in your spine doesn't want to work. It's like that. And when that happens, you must make a constitution saving throw. Depending on how well you do, different things will happen. Lone Walker, make that constitution saving throw.
Constitution saving throw. Here we go. I got an 18.
All right. You shake it off. You have the feeling of like all of your joints locking up and you just kind of immediately kind of shake it off. But you definitely feel like that could have gone very different and that just the gaze of this person is harmful to you.
Okay, then Lone Walker will kind of look down to the side, and before he even starts saying more to this person, he immediately does the sort of touch to his temple and says, "I am not currently in mortal danger, but it is possible that I may soon be. Perhaps you can check in 5 minutes, and if you do not hear a response that everything is okay, you could head to the building that is to the west, the northwest of the main construction.
You exit the spa, look to your left. There's a lot of overgrowth. You just got to go through that. There's a window that I've already broken. Just you might need to boost each other to get up into it.
And also, everything and the light touches is yours.
Maybe lead with the Medusa.
Please admire my hard work.
All right. And now he turns to...
just Micah, I'm just going to say, your definition of what is or is not mortal danger is very different from mine.
Same. Lone Walker's is different from mine as well.
Yep. All right. Excellent.
So he sort of turns his body forward, still looking not at her directly, and says, "I heard you crying. Is everything okay? As you have asked, I will not look at you."
"Nothing is okay.
What?
Who are you? Are you here did they send you here to torment me?"
"I was sent here to find a friend and to help a friend. And as I have been, traipsing through this area, I have noticed there is a great evil here. Are you part of this great evil?"
"I am a victim of this evil." Give me a persuasion check, Lone Walker.
All right, I can do that. I've got a +5 on persuasion, Tony. How's a 17 do for you?
The creature, the Medusa, reaches into the kind of disgusting nest of scraps of fabric that she's built and pulls out like a long strip of fabric, and she kind of wraps it around her head, covering her eyes, and she says, I am sorry that I greeted you so unkindly. It's been a long time since anyone talked to me."
Lone Walker looks at her now and says, "I am sorry that you have to cover your eyes to have a conversation, but I appreciate the gesture. Please tell me, how can I help?"
I am a prisoner here. The sisters, they took my spa away from me."
This is your place."
"Yes. My name is Silvari Silversong. Is it possible you've heard of me?
Yeah, Silvari Silversong.
We have heard of you. Okay.
"Yes. In fact, we carry your book with us."
"The Price of Beauty. Wow. That's Wow, what a day.
I do have a question. You say you are kept prisoner here, but it was relatively simple for me to enter this place and walk down the stairs. Am I now trapped along with you?
No, I mean, I am. My prison is both of the shrine that was once my pride and joy, and also of this form you now see me in.
Oh, I understand. So this is not how you originally appeared.
No.
Is there a way to undo what has been done?
I do not know. The elves, they are not elves. Not elves as we know them, at least, who run this place. They do this thing where they paint paintings of you and they promise you that you will be better than you've ever been and so beautiful and strong. But then when the deal expires, you are something else. And this is where I am now.
This is a deal you took?
Yes. A deal I regret.
Hmm. Do you know anything of magical contracts?
I deal mainly in love and beauty.
Indeed.
So, the opposite of contracts.
Well, we were sent here to find a friend of ours, a dwarf. And as I have come to piece together, it would appear that perhaps this dwarf has taken a similar deal. It is certainly my goal, and perhaps the goal of my party, to rid ourselves of this threat and to perhaps find a way to end these curses. The paintings
must be the key to destroying the curse. I don't know how, but that would be the key.
Do you know where these paintings are kept?
They're in the tower, in the upper floors.
Hmm.
But they can't just be destroyed by mundane means. Otherwise, it would have happened. There must be some magic at work.
When you render a creature in stone, is it possible for them to return to their original form?
The cure for petrification is some of my own blood.
Then perhaps you could be of assistance. I may gather my party and we may enter the tower, but I was there not too long ago, and there was an attendant in the main part of the building. If they could be temporarily rendered in stone, we could go further into the tower.
There might be less traumatic ways to dispose of them as well. Or perhaps they are, like me, a prisoner of the sisters?
It is possible. However, their token looked a lot like the other ones. And so I do not think that they are prisoners.
I don't remember what I do or didn't describe before. So
Lone Walker would not want to do something traumatic, but he was thinking if it's just like you're frozen for a little bit and then you can come out of it, that's okay. He doesn't want to kill anyone if he doesn't have to.
You are clearly of a strong and courageous individual. I have kept myself here in solitude because I believe that the gaze of my form as is would be permanent for some individuals.
Ah, I understand. In that case, perhaps it is best if you remain here. But I must ask.
Perhaps I can give you something to help you on your way?
It's like you read my mind.
Silvari kind of heads over to the pool that takes up most of the basement here. And she kind of whispers something to the water. And the water kind of swirls. And then like a watery hand kind of extends from the middle and carries something over and drops it into her waiting hands. It looks, she brings it over and hands it to you, Lone Walker. It looks like a golden hand mirror. But she says to you, I don't think you are a magic user. Perhaps someone among your friends can make use of this. This is in the physical form of a golden hand mirror, but this is a wand of the war mage, which is a plus one wand a certain magic users could use.
Nice. Okay. Lone Walker says, thank you. Are there any properties to this water of yours? Any magical properties to this water of yours?
She kind of snaps her finger, and there is suddenly like kind of a hulking water colossus in the water. And she just says, my only companion. And then she snaps her finger and it kind of submerges like again. Lone Walker, you avoided solo combat with a Medusa and a powerful water elemental that probably would not have taken very long. So.
Yay. Okay. So Lone Walker says, I am pleased to see you are not alone. I hope that my group can help bring an end to your sadness and that soon this place will be yours once again.
Hey, well, let's not jump to conclusions here. I mean.
Look, Lone Walker's saying what he hopes to happen. That doesn't necessarily mean that the little assassins in the group are into that. And he makes
assassins
his way...
slash small business owners. Yeah,
yeah. He makes his way up the stairs.
Prerequisite.
You make your way up the stairs, and I think that was my cue to take you back to the other map. Is that what that was?
Indeed.
Indeed.
I think Lone Walker is going to go stand. Actually, he's going to walk back to that other tower and knock on the door and have a conversation with the person if they will.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Basically, Lone Walker does not actually need us at all.
Lone Walker solves the adventure on his own.
No. He's going to call you all in a second. He just wants to see if it's going to require death first.
You're smarter than all of us.
I believe when you explored the first floor before, you saw there was in the foyer of the tower, vestibule entryway, there was a very old, frail looking dragonborn holding a broom. She looked like she could barely hold the broom.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And, you know, Lone Walker, I don't know if you know everything that other people do, but there does seem to be kind of a breakdown within the generic employees of the Temple Rest for Lily are these kind of humanoid looking or human looking. Townley has magically determined magical creations, but there are some non-human employees that I think Jasper has concluded most of them are probably not here of voluntary servitude. Mm-hmm. So you hear a kind of elderly little dragonborn behind the door saying,
I can't let you in. Please go away. Staff only.
Lone Walker sort of leans down so that he's more on level with the person behind the door and says,
"Yeah, okay, I was gonna say
that." I need to ask you a question, but it requires trust, which I know is hard to give. I will tell you one thing.
She interrupts you.
We're not alone. We're not alone here.
Understood. Well. The robes are out in the spa.
The spa.
And then he says, but I'll take care of it. See you soon. And then he starts to walk back towards the main building.
All right. Lone Walker, would you be okay with heading to the lounge where all the other player characters are?
He absolutely would be.
After a solid 2.5 hours of having the
cleaning
party
statues.
Yep. You all join up in the lounge. I think there is some figuring out of what you would like to do and sharing of information. If you would like to do some of that in character, I would appreciate it. The listeners might as well. But you all haven't been together in quite a while. And I think you have learned a variety of things. So let us all come back together.
Right now.
Guys, this pool is amazing. You have... I know we're doing something else here, but that pool is amazing.
I would like to take that pool and go in it.
Walker looks around at all the people here and nods his head. Like, yeah, someplace where there maybe aren't as many people.
Okay.
Before we go,
I was unclear if Townley was trying to find somewhere quiet or just genuinely thinks the pool is really great.
I genuinely think the pool is really great. Okay. It's got a naiad in it. You can talk to her. And it cast a greater...
I believe it did cast greater restoration on you.
Yeah. Greater restoration on me as I went into it.
I don't think anyone has experienced anything they need a greater restoration cast on, but I imagine it feels great. I mean, I, Tony Sindelar, have not had a lesser restoration in years.
Right. That's a pretty high level spell, and you get it every time like this.
Yeah. If you would like to reconvene to the pool, it would certainly be a much more quiet in terms of there's a lot of clients and employees in the lounge. So if that's what you're concerned about.
But before we go, Valente wants to buy Lone Walker a mimosa of his choice to take into the spa, into the pool.
What does a mimosa, or I guess actually, what does a cocktail for a Goliath paladin?
Something in a tall glass.
It's probably going to be tall glass. So it's going to actually be a mimosa. But it also has some tequila in it.
Oh, I was going to ask if it is, and this is Tony who knows almost nothing about alcohol, but I was wondering, just because Goliaths are tall and strong, if it was some kind of fantasy equivalent of a Long Island iced tea.
Classic.
Long Island. He nods his head as he takes one sip and says, this is actually quite tasty.
All right, as you head...
And so begins the alcoholism arc for Lone Walker. Yeah.
He's shook. He did not expect it to taste this good.
Safe, kind of head of guest services at the spa, waves at you as you head from the lounge into the lobby, into the baths. I hope you're having a fabulous day. Everything is to your liking. Yes?
Yes, yes.
And he waves at you.
You guys should advertise these meatball subs. They're amazing.
Merci. I will take that under, consideration.
How do you say consideration? I hadn't considered it.
All right. I've moved some tokens over there. You find, looks like, I don't know, maybe it's starting to get to be early evening. A lot of the people at the... who have the means to hang out at the Temple of the Rest of the Lily are also the kind of people that eat dinner at 4:30. So I can imagine that the lounge is starting to fill up and the baths are kind of emptying out for the late afternoon. So you can have an official team meeting and discuss what you need to discuss without fear of anything. Well, I guess that Naiad's going to hear anything you have to say, but I don't think. Yeah.
She stays out of they stay out of politics anyway. So
yeah. So adventurers, please.
Well, they've got these deals with paintings and they sound great.
Lone Walker takes off his boots, his leather boots, and just lightly puts his feet into the pool. He's not going to sit all the way in, but he says, it would appear that the paintings are a bad idea. I spoke with, I suppose this is a bit of a revelation. The true owner of the spa, who has been turned into a Medusa, a Gorgon, and lives in an abandoned building behind this place. And the way this happened is because she took the deal with the painting. It is not something we should do.
Oh. So she took the deal. Does that mean that she deserves what happened? Like, what
I know. let me look at my paladin rule book here. If you are tricked into believing that a deal would be good for you, we don't blame the victim of the deal, but instead blame, I've got to change the page, licks his finger, the perpetrator. Yes, in this case, it is the responsibility of the elves, who, by the way, are not elves.
Valanthe says, in her assassin world, from a very different worldview than a paladin, she's like, the contract they have for this is super shady, and I know contracts. I sign a lot of them on people. We take them out. So they've got this contract, but you would have to really know what the contract is to understand what they're asking, which is basically you're signing an agreement to grant them a boon, which could basically be anything. So they've got some shady things going on, which is not good for anyone who thinks they want this painting. And the painting, they didn't tell Nyasa this, but it's only good for a year, apparently. And then all bets are off. So the deal is super shady. Maybe strategic and smart. Respect it, but it's shady.
But I do really like this place. I mean, have you tried the cocktails?
Nobody here is what they seem.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the helpers, the ones that look like really generic human beings, are just constructs.
Oh, no. what the only other information I gathered is that the paintings are stored in the tower to the northeast of the spa, on the upper levels. And it is possible that the destruction of the paintings by magical means could result in the spell being broken. And then he goes, oh, and I just remembered. Jasper, would this be of use to you? And he pulls from his pack the wand, the plus one wand of the War Mage, and shows it to you. No, sorry, not Jasper, Townley. Ah, Townley, the sorcerer.
Warlock. well, this is very nice. Yeah, it would be useful to me. I would need to attune to it for an hour.
Well, perhaps we can rest and relax while you attune to the wand.
We've done nothing but relax since we got here.
It's true. I'm very relaxed, and I'm kind of impatient to get something done. It's really interesting that the paintings are in this tower. That doesn't help us find Falthrax, though.
So I ran into a kobold who is basically enslaved here, because they took a deal. They had their painting done. And now they are forced. Their boon is they're the maintenance staff, or one of the maintenance staff here. And they said that what's his name is in the tower. So I think that we should rest an hour. Well, what's his name? We should rest an hour so that you can attune and we can fully bask in this spa experience. Because let's face it, I'm a monk. I don't get this ever. And then I think we should storm that castle and see what we can do about those paintings.
I will say waiting until it's dark will give us a tactical advantage.
Agreed.
That's not threatening at all.
And we could just say that we're out going for a walk, which is why we need to
get our
put
clothes.
On our clothes mm-hmm. and not be in these fluffy robes anymore.
Our evening constitutional.
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What she said.
If we're going to stay here for an hour, Valanthe turns into a baby polar bear and swims in the pool.
Okay.
So cute.
Serena the Naiad. I think the pool is mainly one of those kind of like hot, steamy pools with lots of mist coming off of it. Serena creates just kind of local to Valenthe a little floating polar bear proportioned little iceberg or ice floe.
We're best friends now.
You can see a single tear roll down Nyasa's cheek because she hasn't seen.
Is that because Nyasa can't turn into a polar bear and Soup's jealous?
I mean, that is like part of our whole dynamic, but she hasn't seen this little polar bear in a long time.
No, you're going to make me actually get teary-eyed. That's so sweet.
All right. Well, adventures, I think you have a reasonable plan, something a Dungeon Master rarely says in the world of Dungeons & Dragons. You'll take an hour so Townley can attune to this new magic item. Micah, that is an item that you should be able to add to your character sheet, I hope, if you're using D&D Beyond, because it's a standard thing.
We'll let Townley add it to their character sheet.
Yes.
I have done that.
Awesome. And you will then take an evening constitutional, which you'll use as an excuse to gear up and then have some kind of plan for attacking the tower where the elves live and perhaps is the place where all of their evil works are conducted from, perhaps just after sunset. Is that...
Yeah,
you know, a dramatic time to make an attack.
I will note that there are three sisters and we have only seen two.
That's true. What perils await our adventurers in that tower? What mysteries have they not yet experienced? As many things here at the Temple of the Restful Lily are not what they seem. For answers to questions such as these, tune in next time to Total Party Kill : Candlekeep Mysteries - Price of Beauty - other words here, and Tarot Bang, This Place for Rent.